This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hi, everyone. I'm off this week, but I'm excited to share three wonderful episodes from last year about dreams and hope and recovery and determination. I'll be back next week with more Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. I want to share a couple of stories from our newest best-selling dog and cat books today. These stories are particularly relevant because they're about rescues. Cats and dogs rescued after hurricanes and floods who turn around and rescue their humans right back. The first story is from our new cat book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Cat Really Did That? And it comes to us from Robin Gansert, who is the president and CEO of a wonderful animal welfare organization called American Humane. They've been in the news a lot recently because they mobilized their rescue vans and large teams of people to rescue pets that needed shelter after Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. And they not only rescue the pets, but they get them reunited with their families if they were in families before, or they move them to new families if they were in shelters before the hurricanes hit. American Humane rushes to the rescue, whatever kind of disaster there is. And Robin's story is about an American Humane volunteer named Janet Swanson, who participated in a rescue last year in June 2016 when West Virginia was hit with massive flooding. I don't know if you remember that they had one of those thousand-year floods which swept away cars and whole houses and bridges and roads. It was awful. Janet actually flew in from her home 1,000 miles away to help out in West Virginia. She had been trained and she was prepared to deal with these conditions, but she was still shocked when she saw the magnitude of the destruction. And surrounded as she was with the big picture of what needed to be done, she couldn't help but fall for one little group of three tiny newborn kittens. They had been found huddled together on the lid of a trash can in the middle of a creek. Their mother was gone, and the kittens were almost dead. But the rescue team managed to save them, giving them round-the-clock care, even sleeping with them and waking up every 3 hours to bottle feed them. All three kittens made it. But there was a problem. They were only 2 weeks old, so they were too young to join the shelter population and wait to be adopted the normal way. So Janet decided that she would adopt one of them, and one of the American Humane veterinarians took the other two. That little kitten went home with Janet, who obviously has a heart of gold because that kitten joined a family that already included four cats, two dogs, three parrots, and a bunny. And now she's an adventurous young cat who cuddles with Janet every day and pays her back with plenty of love. She's a daily reminder for Janet of why she does what she does, volunteering in these rescue operations.
The Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast continues straight ahead.
Jenny Pavlovic, one of our writers, is another dog rescuer. After Hurricane Katrina, she traveled from Wisconsin to Louisiana to take care of lost rescued animals. In fact, she went to the same rescue operation that I talked about a couple of weeks ago when I shared Brad Swift's story about volunteering after Katrina. Jenny came home from Katrina with a new dog, and she actually wrote a book called 8-State Hurricane Kate about her dog. She also made a new friend in Louisiana, Sarah, another volunteer. Even though they live 1,000 miles apart, they stayed in touch after they both returned home. Sarah actually operates an animal rescue organization. It's in a very poor area of rural Virginia. And when Jenny was looking at her website one day, she saw a picture of a red heeler named Fred. Now, Jenny already had a red heeler, and that dog had lost his best friend, so she wanted to get a new dog. Sarah said that she had rescued this red heeler from a horrible, angry man who had thrown the dog around, stuffed him into a tiny chicken crate, and had planned to shoot him for chasing sheep, which is, of course, instinctually what the breed is supposed to do. So a team of volunteer drivers brought the dog most of the way to Jenny, and then she drove down to pick him up. And the two dogs became best buddies right away. And then the new dog, who Jenny named Chase because he loved to chase sheep, really started to shine despite all that poor treatment in his past. He became a therapy dog, and Jenny started a reading program with him at the local library. Because, you know, kids, even ones who struggle with reading, love to read out loud to dogs. They get to snuggle with the dogs, and the dogs give them their full attention, and they're non-judgmental about their reading ability. So it works out really well. Unfortunately, about 6 months after Chase and Jenny began volunteering at the library, she found blood in his stool, and she took him to the vet. And it turned out he had colon cancer. But because they caught it early, he had surgery to remove the tumor, and then he had radiation therapy for a month. Although, because dogs won't lie still for radiation therapy, he had to be anesthetized for every single treatment. But he had such a great disposition that Jenny says he approached the hospital for each treatment as if he was just doing one of his therapy dog visits. So she spent a lot of money curing Chase's cancer, but it worked. And after 6 months, he was cured, and they went back to their daily walks and their monthly library visits to all those children. And then one night, standing by her bed, Chase barked really loudly right in Jenny's face. And she rolled away, and she tried to go back to sleep. But he actually grabbed her pillow and tugged it and wouldn't let her sleep. She went to the doctor, and she had one of those sleep studies, and it turned out she had sleep apnea, and she was stopping breathing 36 times per hour. The doctor told her that Chase had probably been trying to save her life. So Jenny rescued Kate from Katrina and made a new friend, Sarah. Sarah rescued Chase from a violent man and got him to Jenny. Then Jenny helped Chase survive cancer. Then Chase, in turn, rescued Jenny from dying in her sleep, and it all started with a hurricane. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for joining us today on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you want to read more about the two books mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Cat Really Did That, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Dog Really Did That, please go to the podcast section of our website, chickensoup.com. Royalties from the books, by the way, go to American Humane to help them with all of that rescue work that they do. Please tell your friends and family members about the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Amy Newmark to get a link to each new episode, or you can subscribe to the podcast and have it automatically downloaded into your phone by going to Apple Podcasts or Google Play or wherever else you like to get your podcasts from. Come back Wednesday for a couple of new stories that I think are going to blow your mind. They're about dreams and finding love. And they're really so amazing that I think they should be made into movies. But they're in one of our books, and I'll tell you about it. And we'll also be speaking to one of the writers so she can tell you herself her own amazing romantic dreams.